Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for your presence. And God, we thank you for this time. We thank you, Lord God, that you have a word. You have an encouragement that you'd like to speak to your people, God. And so you've chosen me as your vessel today. So God, speak through me. Lord God, I thank you that your spirit resides in me and that I hear you clearly. And that what you will speak today will be an illumination for some and a blessing for others. And Lord God, I thank you that ultimately you will be praised and you will be glorified and that you be honored in this time. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. So, family, again, I got the call this morning and I said, okay, God. Immediately, of course, what am I going to say? And thank you, Pastor, for what you even shared this morning with me just to share my story. I don't think I talk about myself enough and I share enough with people. And I know that's going to change. And so, what I want to say is just God. God is a God of surprises, He's a God of just amazing things. And where I'll start is September 18th, 2022, with the surprise ordination. I didn't forget, I kept the date. And when that happened, I said, God, I know there was a time where I was crying out to you and that you were drawing me closer to you. And when that happened, I said, God, you honored me. You honored me with what we did in our private time, what we talked about. And I still today, almost 2 years later, I'm like, God, okay, me? And he said, yes. Yes, you. I would say that from a young child, I always knew that I was different. I think that all of us who have come to this ministry know that they've been the Joseph of their family. And when God had that time for me to be away from my family when I was on my own, there was a lot that I was challenged with, a lot that I grew from, and a lot that God showed me. And when I came back last year, I got to see the growth. I got to see a new me, a wiser me, a stronger me, a more resilient me, one who spoke her mind. One who spoke the truth, one who wasn't afraid of confrontation. I used to shy away from it like most of us. And what I realized that when you have a stance that's assured from God, you stand on that, you don't move. And you allow God to do what he does best in your stand. And I've had so many mirrors, I would say, through my parents, my siblings. Even the work that I do now, working with Mr. Brown in businesses, I don't even know if I recognize myself. There are days when I look and I go, I was a shy girl who didn't want to say much, who didn't say much because she didn't feel like she had much to say, didn't feel worthy. And as God matured me and allowed me to grow, he showed me my worth in him. And it's been an amazing journey. I know there's more ahead, but I'll say this. When you walk with God, when God lives in you, there's no real way that you can hide. There's no real way that you can shy away. His light is so bright. And even when you want to hide, people see it. They call it out. I've had this happen to me several times. And I've finally accepted that I am chosen and worthy by God. And in me approving that and actually allowing that to manifest and to accept it, I've seen power in me that I've never known. I've seen growth in me that I could have even imagined. I've seen God just speak through me in ways that I couldn't have even made up. And so this walk with God is so real. is so tangible to me. And I know every time I open my mouth or I get an opportunity to speak to someone or listen to someone, God is in the room. And he allows me to speak to the heart of that person. And so I get to do that today as I share my testimony. I'll just share. I got saved about 18 years old, and I was born and raised in the church, literally born and raised in the church. Some of you may know that I have a father who's a pastor. I have a God-given father who's a pastor. I also have a godfather who's a pastor. And so I am surrounded by men and women of God who truly love God and serve God with their heart. And I knew that I may be called to be in the ministry. And I had a wonderful opportunity, almost 20 years now, to be at Joshua and Caleb Ministries when I first walked in through the door and Pastor spoke over me. I had never experienced anything like that. And I would say I probably was about 20 at that time, 20, 21. And I knew that JCMI was my home. I had not gone back to any other church after that. And I'm so glad that God chose this ministry to raise me up in. Shortly thereafter, I got involved, as I usually do. Probably been in almost all of the ministries there was, but I would say praise and worship was the one that was the game changer. Pastor always shared, and I know when I was with the praise and worship team that I just did enough to be there, but I didn't want to shine. I didn't want to be loud. I didn't want to be upfront. That was never my personality, still isn't. But I would say that God himself allowed his light to shine through me. And I'm looking forward to the future. I know that there's much more ahead with what God has been doing with me internally. So I'll share a little bit about what that looks like. So, as some of you have been talking about therapy, I've had a therapist myself for the past almost 3 years. And just really challenging me to see things in me that I didn't want to see. So we talked about conflict earlier. Conflict is really good. It really allows you to confront things. And as a therapist, it's something that I do with my patients. And a lot of the times you'll reflect what they say, but a lot of times you're challenging them to see things that they don't want to see. And I would say, in having my therapist, who's a woman of God, who challenged me to see things about me, the fact that I didn't want to be seen, the fact that I didn't want to speak up, the fact that I just wanted to be in the back. And God truly called me to the front. I mean, in every position that I have now, in every area that I'm in now, I'm at the front or at the top. And it has been a humbling experience because it's not something I ever looked for, but it's something that God wanted to promote in me because he saw that he could trust me. He can trust me not only just to be his image bearer, but to also trust me with the people that he encounters me with. And that for me has been the blessing of all blessings. And so I embrace being in the front. I embrace being a leader. It's who God called me to be. And even as a minister, in whatever capacity that looks like, I'm going to allow God to do what it is that he decides to do, not me limiting him. Not me telling me no, not me telling him no, or I can't do that, or I don't want to do that, and say more like, God, okay, I'm here. What would you like me to do? How would you have me to do this? Not being anybody but myself, being who you created me to be, in my own sweet, spirited way, and also being able to be effective. So yes, I've been with my therapist for 3 years, and we've been talking and challenging me to see that I am everything that God called me to be, and then some. The things that I the glimpses that he showed me about myself, that they were not intimidating. They were exactly encouraging. And God was speaking to me about me, the me that he created me to be, and not who I wanted to be, which was less than. And so today, being able to share that openly and honestly, that's freeing because I know that God is calling me to so much more. And I'm so grateful to be with a family that can encourage me, to challenge me, as all of you have in your own way, to be honored by God, to be able to speak and to have a voice. And allowing that voice to be a voice of power, a voice of clarity, a voice of encouragement. And I thank God for his love because that's something that I want to exude. I want God to know, and I want people to know God's love, and I want them to feel his love. Whether it's through a word of encouragement, whether it's a smile, whether it's just letting them know that God is with them. That has been the most fulfilling for me. And I'm so grateful that God allowed me to share and he's allowed me to grow and mature in this way. And it's been a blessing. And so I just want to let you all know today that I am so grateful to all of you and to those who are listening. If you don't know who God is, he's calling out to you. He wants you to know him. And if this is an encouragement for you, if you're seeking something, if you're looking for something, you feel like you're lacking something, indeed you're not. There's a call out there for you that you might need to answer, that you need to answer. And that God is calling out to you, and he wants you to be close to him. And so for those of us who do know him here, I thank God. For that deep calling unto deep, God is always calling us. He's calling us deeper and closer and closer and closer to him and his spirit. And my God, it has no limit. It truly doesn't. As a worshiper, it's such a blessing for God to be in the midst and for him to know that I love to worship him, that I love to seek him, and that he loves to be in that. He just loves to be there. He loves when we seek him. He loves when we cry out to him. He loves when we look for him. And so I'm so grateful for this gift. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to have a relationship with God. And I'm so grateful to be amongst saints that have a relationship with God, that hear God, know God, believe God, stand with God, and honor God with their lives. And so that was really all that I had to share today. I'm sure there'll be more. Thank you for listening. Thank you for allowing me to share my heart. And I love you all.